KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Let's take a look back at Saturday's high school sporting action here around the region. And tournament play in volleyball on Saturday at the Winterset Tournament. In pool play, it was Gilbert defeating Atlantic 2-1. Hampton Dumont also downed Atlantic 2-0. Trainer swept 2 games in a row from Norwalk, Greene County, and Sheraton. In the semifinals, it was Trainer over Hampton Dumont, winning in 2 straight. In the finals, Trainer fell to Gilbert. 2-1 in the championship. Also on Saturday, the Rolling Valley Conference Tournament. In first round play, it was Woodbine over West Harrison, Charter Oak Ute over Peyton Sherdan. Second round play saw Arweva beat Cam. Glidden Ralston over Woodbine, Exira EHK downing Charter Oak Ute, and Coon Rapids Bayard defeating Boyer Valley. They moved on to the semifinals, where Exira EHK was a 2-0 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard, and Glidden Ralston defeated Arweva 2-1. In the consolation, Arweva beat Coon Rapids Bayard, and Arweva also down Boyer Valley. In the championship, it was Exira EHK winning 2-0 over Glidden Ralston in those finals. Also on Saturday at the Lewis Central Tournament, it was Harlan downing Glenwood in 2 straight. Lewis Central beat Glenwood. Red Oak also topping Glenwood. IKM Manning defeated Glenwood. Abe Lincoln beat Glenwood as well. Lewis Central over Harlan. Red Oak beat Harlan. Harlan over IKM Manning. Harlan also beat Abe Lincoln. Lewis Central downed Red Oak. IKM Manning beat Lewis Central. It was Lewis Central over Abe Lincoln. Red Oak defeating IKM Manning. Red Oak also over Abraham Lincoln. And IKM Manning downing Abe Lincoln as well. In the West Monona tournament, Sydney beat Denison, Thomas Jefferson, and West Monona all 2 in a row. Denison beat TJ and West Monona in 2 straight, and Thomas Jefferson beat West Monona 2-1 on Saturday. Also on Saturday cross country, Missouri Valley won both the boys and girls titles in the team competition at their own cross country meet at Missouri Valley. It was the girls winning with 69 points. Missouri Valley the champs. Logan Magnolia had 80. AHSTW 101 for third. Atlantic was fourth. Tri-Center was fifth. It was Lexi Cook of Boyer Valley winning the title individually as she was beating Jeanette Schraft of East Mills, who finished second. Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia was third. Peyton Spohr of IKM Manning fourth. Alexis Post of Riverside placing fifth. Also in the top 10, Mackenzie Christensen of Logan Magnolia was 6th. AHSTW's J.C. Schumann and Mackenzie Mantle were 7th and 8th. Ashlyn Cook of Missouri Valley was 9th. And Heidi Hall of AHSTW placing 10th. Also on the boys' side, it was Missouri Valley with 74 points. The champs, Boyer Valley, was 2nd with 90 points. Woodbine 96 for 3rd. Logan Magnolia was 4th. Atlantic placing 5th. It was Connor Garrett of Boyer Valley winning the individual championship. He defeated Gage Gravy of Missouri Valley, who was 2nd. Boyer Valley's Zach Ambrose was 3rd. Justin Ambrose was 5th. In between them, Dalton Fisher of AHSTW. He placed 4th. Also in the top 10, Grant Gwinnon and Jordan Hustak of Missouri Valley placed 6th and 7th, while Audubon's Cade Jensen was 8th. Braxton Larson of Tri-Center 9th, and Logan Rosengren of Logan Magnolia finishing off the top 10 in that meet Saturday. In NFL football action yesterday, Spencer Ware ran for a career-high 131 yards and a touchdown. Alex Smith picked apart Oakland's struggling defense, and the Chiefs pick up a 26-10 win over the Raiders in a game heard here on KJAN yesterday. In their first game since getting blown out by 29 points in Pittsburgh 2 weeks ago, Kansas City efficiently handled a Raiders team that had overcome defensive shortcomings with a big play offense to lead the AFC West. Smith completed 19 of 22 passes for 224 yards. Jamal Charles and big defensive lineman Dontari Poe each ran for scores, and the Chiefs forced a couple of turnovers by Derek Carr to dampen a fast start to the season by the Raiders, who are trying to end a 13-year playoff drought. Marcus Peters set up Ware's TD run with an early interception of Carr, and Dee Ford forced a fumble from Carr in the fourth quarter to end any hopes of a late comeback. After allowing a touchdown on the opening drive, the Chiefs held the Raiders to 1 field goal the rest of the way in a thorough victory that improved coach Andy Reid to 16-2 following a bye. The Chiefs are 3-2 on the season. Now the Raiders at 4-2 after that loss yesterday. Elsewhere around the National Football League yesterday, the New York Giants beat Baltimore 27-23. It was Detroit outscoring Los Angeles 31-28, Jacksonville edging Chicago 17-16, Miami doubled up Pittsburgh 30-15, New Orleans outscored Carolina 41-38. It was Washington by a touchdown over Philadelphia 27-20, Buffalo clobbered San Francisco 45-16, Tennessee edging Cleveland 28-26, New England got by Cincinnati 35-17. It was Seattle stopping Atlanta 26-24. Dallas shut down Green Bay 30-16. And last night, Houston in overtime was a 26-23 winner over Indianapolis. Well, Alabama has increased its hold on the top spot in this week's Associated Press College Football poll. The Crimson Tide, with a lopsided win over previously ninth-ranked Tennessee on Saturday, received a season-high 60 first-place votes. Ohio State remains number two in the poll, with arch-rival Michigan now ranked third. The Wolverines received the only remaining first-place vote. Rounding out the top five are Clemson in four and Washington at number five. The second five features Texas A&M, Louisville, Nebraska, Baylor, and Wisconsin. Ohio State and Michigan seem on a collision course for their annual showdown this year in Columbus. Well, Darrell Hazel has been fired as the head coach at Purdue. This was his fourth season with the Boilermakers, and he leaves with the worst winning percentage of any Purdue football coach in 95 years. Hazel was 9-33 overall since taking over in 2013. Wide receivers coach and recruiting coordinator Jared Parker was named as the interim coach. Purdue defeated by Iowa on Saturday 49-35 at home. In baseball, Clayton Kershaw continued his standout postseason pitching by shutting down the Cubs in the Dodgers' 1-0 Game 2 victory in the National League Championship Series. The Dodgers' left-handed ace retired the first 14 hitters he faced and only gave up two hits over seven innings. He walked one and struck out six. Kenley Jansen then got six outs for his third save of the playoffs. Kershaw picked up two wins and a series-clinching save in the Dodgers' three wins over Washington in the ALDS. Adrian Gonzalez gave the left-hander all the support he'd need with a leadoff homer off of Chicago starter Kyle Hendricks in the second inning. That was the only damage against Hendricks, who also pitched well, working five and a third innings, allowing three hits, walking four, and striking out five. The series now tied at a game each as they head off to Los Angeles. The American League Championship Series had a day off before play resumes tonight in Toronto. Cleveland has a 2-0 lead in that series. Indians Game 3 starter Trevor Bauer says he'll be ready for the outing and adds that he won't be bothered by the stitches that he has in the pinky finger on his right hand. Bauer received those stitches after cutting the finger while working on a drone a few nights ago. Because of the mishap, he had to have his Game 2 start pushed back. Marcus Stroman gets the start for the Blue Jays tonight. Well, the Arizona Diamondbacks have named Boston Red Sox general manager Mike Hazen as an executive vice president and general manager. Hazen replaces Dave Stewart, who was fired, along with manager Chip Hale a day after the regular season ended. The 40-year-old Hazen served as senior vice president and GM of the Red Sox last season after 4 years as the team's assistant GM. He previously spent five seasons with the Cleveland Indians, working in both scouting and player development. In the National Hockey League on Sunday, just three games, the New York Islanders beat Anaheim 3-2. It was Buffalo over Edmonton 6-2, and Vancouver edging Carolina by a final of 4-3. In racing news, Kevin Harvick is the winner of the NASCAR Sprint Cup race at the Kansas Speedway. He jumped out to the front on a late restart, and then he outran Carl Edwards to lock up his spot in the next round of the chase. He joins Jimmy Johnson, the winner last weekend at Charlotte in the round of eight of NASCAR's playoffs. Joey Logano was third, followed by Johnson, Kyle Busch, and Austin Dillon. And in golf, it was Brendan Steele shooting a 7-under par 65 in the final round to win the Safeway Open. It was his first win in 141 starts on the PGA Tour, dating to the Texas Open in his rookie season. He finished at 18-under par, and that was one shot in front of Patton Kizzire, who posted a 70 in his final round yesterday. That is a check of sports this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.